Crikey, John. And I'm sure he'll be a success, just as you were. Track 6. With an arts palette, here are some of the exciting things on show around Norfolk this summer.
The Yare Gallery is a new free-to-enter art space based in the Old Nelson Museum at the heart of historic South Quay. Owned by Great Yarmouth Preservation Trust and built in the 17th century, this handsome merchant's house was once home to Sir George England, who steered Great Yarmouth through the parliamentary and royalist periods of the Civil War. It now begins a new chapter as a setting for innovative local and international art with a changing programme of 6 exhibitions a year. The Yare Gallery's opening exhibition, Weathering, New Art from East Anglia, features the work of Yarmouth Five, artists Cartesania Coleman, Bridget Herries, John Keke, Emrys Parry and Brewer Tidman, and other artists from the region including Esmond Bingham, Anna Brass, Mark Cater, Ali Horson, James Metsoa and Molly Thompson.
Dr. Sarah Lowndes is the curator at the gallery. She's a research fellow at Norwich University of the Arts and has previously curated exhibitions at Glasgow's Centre for Contemporary Art and BQ Berlin. How long have you been involved with the project?
I joined Great Yarmouth Preservation Trust as curator of the Yare Gallery at the end of March 2021.
The building was a museum. How easy has it been to convert into a modern art space?
The Nelson Museum closed 2 years ago, in 2019, and was a very different type of space. Most walls were painted blue or yellow, there were carpets throughout, and the shutters were kept closed. We've repainted the galleries white, revealed the wooden floorboards, and let the light in to create a clean, contemporary feel. We've also repaired, renewed, thoroughly spring-cleaned, and ensured the building is safe and COVID-19 compliant.
Why is it important that it's a free-to-enter gallery?
This is absolutely central to our vision, as we want everyone to feel welcome to visit the Yare Gallery without any barriers to their experience. Great Yarmouth is an incredibly vibrant, historic and atmospheric town, but one that also suffers from social deprivation. We are committed to promoting equality and improving accessibility to art and culture to everybody.
How does this compare to curating exhibitions in Glasgow and Berlin?
In galleries like those, everything is already in place, whereas we have had the opportunity to start from the beginning, working with a small, committed team to make something amazing happen. It's been hard work, but also exciting to see this beautiful building emerge from its slumber.
What's coming next?
Look out for a nature-themed exhibition in September, which will connect with Edible England, this year's theme for Heritage Open Days. Great Yarmouth Preservation Trust, who own the Yare Gallery, have a number of environmentally conscious projects underway locally, including redeveloping the Winter Gardens and planting a 200-tree community orchard at Hemsby, so we'll be linking to complementary green themes.
Rays of Samshine. We all need a bit of optimism, and the bright art of Norfolk artist Samuel Thomas brings that in bucket loads. His exuberant works blend pop art, art deco and dreamscape, with his landscapes in particular evoking those joyful 1920s rail posters. Sam started his career at 20 and is proud to be self-taught. He didn't restrict himself to traditional media, using tea, coffee and sand to paint with, and instead of painting canvases, used life rings, surfboards and old floorboards. He is candid about his mental health. Throughout my life, I've experienced bouts of depression, and it was during my early 20s that I realised painting provided a solution. I learned that the paintings I created also helped other people, and that gave me the reason for being.
Sparkling New Chrome Show. Alongside the John Chrome exhibition at Norwich Castle, the Museum of Norwich at the Bridewell is also showcasing his work. Chrome's Norwich, 1821 and 2021, takes a fresh look at the work of Chrome and his relationship with his native city through photography. During the first lockdown, local photographer Nick Stone followed in Chrome's footsteps, taking advantage of the deserted city streets to pinpoint the painter's locations and capture them. The result is an exhibition of stunning images which blend Chrome's artwork with Nick's photographs, bringing the story of Chrome's Norwich up to date. "We already knew Nick's work well," says Jenny Keynes, curator at the museum. Nick produced haunting Blitz ghost images, superimposing archive photos of the impact of the Second World War on Norwich with the same locations today. We felt it would be a fascinating development for Nick to follow in another artist's footsteps. We're thrilled with the results. To accompany the exhibition, Nick has developed a self-guided trail of the locations featured so people can see for themselves the places which inspired Chrome.
Fifth Art Trail. The Sculpture Trail at Ravenningham opens this year for a fifth summer of providing 3 acres of magical semi-wild gardens for artists to create new artworks and installations. More than 60 artists from across East Anglia, Cornwall, Wales and London will take part. Established artists Liz McGowan, Tobias Ford, Cindy Lee Wright and Mike Chalice will be joined by artists taking part for the first time, including Nicola Anthony, Ian Gill and Stacey Beaumont. Watch out for Susie Hannah's magical animation about the joy of climbing trees, a sound tunnel of birdsong in the woods by Mike Chalice, and a moving installation of text and glass by Laura Van Minden, who worked at a care home through the pandemic. The trail is supporting the local Emmaus charity by showcasing its newly commissioned sculptural work by Lee Dyer. Curator Sarah Cannell says, "I'm so excited about the range and approaches of this year's artists and can't wait to see the works in situ."